Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Huge amount of text and WhatsApp following my chat with various of our listeners there. I'll bring you some of that in just a while. This week, hotel and guest owners in Tipperary and across the country, they're calling on the government to clarify what the roadmap for reopening the sector will look like. To tell us more on this, I'm joined now by a member of the Southeast branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, Aidan Quirk. Aidan, good morning to you.
Morning, friend.
Good to talk to you today. Just looking at the headlines today, 550,000 to get the job, the jab earlier than planned, Aidan. There's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's positive news. I mean, the vaccine is kind of the backbone to us getting some kind of clarity and roadmap and when we open. And it's looking like they're going to approve the Johnson & Johnson one shot jab. That would help our industry. I think the target is to have 80% of the population vaccinated by the end of June.
Yes.
We keep hearing, I mean, the narrative changes all the time regarding opening, but we kind of know that the big announcement coming on Thursday evening will not include us.
Mm.
You know, that is for, we know that is hairdressing, construction, etc.
Right. So when do you think you will get the nod, so to speak, Aidan?
If we know from the history of last year, 2020, the government are very keen to avoid bank holiday weekends. And you can see why.
Yes.
There's a huge movement of people if they're allowed on bank holiday weekends. So we're kind of guessing maybe June 10th or afterwards, so the bank holiday weekend is 4th, 5th, 6th of June after that.
Right.
That's what we're thinking. But we don't know, we've no idea.
And in what sort of fashion do you think you'll be able to open at that point?
That's the other debate, because last year we were allowed to open the 29th of June.
Yeah.
And we were allowed to open as normal. So but the only caveat in that was we weren't allowed use our bars as normal. So you had to have food. I mean, you know, that was very complex and complicated. So we're hoping there's a debate as well about indoor-outdoor dining, which, I don't know, I mean, if you're staying in a hotel, you're allowed to eat inside and the other customer has to eat outside. So that's not going to work in practice, I don't think. So we would hope that the hotel would be allowed to open, our members can open in a normal fashion, with restrictions, obviously. They will always apply.
Mm. You will need a notice on this, though, I presume, to get all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, we would need. You can't tell us today that we can open tomorrow, because obviously staff must come back to the workplace. A certain amount of training must happen. Plus, I think our industry has lost some key members as well, because over the last 12 months, our staff needed some kind of security, and they've left the industry to go to secure jobs. So we would need about 3 weeks' notice. We got 3 weeks' notice last year.
Mm. With one hand, you see the government is saying one thing, and then it's pointing to staycations as being the saviour, and you know that we shouldn't be heading off on flights anywhere. But as you say, there's mixed messages, I suppose.
Yeah, there's no doubt that this will be the staycation year as it was last year. Now some of our members did better than others. Obviously, coastal and rural hotels had a good June. It was no June last year, July, August and September. The inland hotels, they would rely a lot on wedding function, conference business. And the wedding business, as we know, has been decimated. There's another anomaly there where they're saying you can go 50 back to mass mid-May and only 25 to a wedding, which doesn't make sense either, you know.
Well, of course, you know their answer to that is that they don't want people congregating after these ceremonies, and that seems to be what they're talking about there. What about bookings ahead? You know, in terms of even looking at stay, I mean, you're in lovely Ardmore. You must be getting bookings ahead of
time. Yeah, we're kind of lucky where we're located. Like, if the South East region as a whole, the survey we did recently, 38% occupancy for July, 33% for August, and 30% for September, which is quite good. Actually, the South East is one of the top regions in the country for forward bookings for the forthcoming summer. And sadly, you look at places like Dublin, they're back in 11, 12, 13% because there's nothing on in Dublin. Why would you go to Dublin? There's no sports events, no concerts. Dublin suffered very badly last summer.
And inter-county travel, I suppose, there you go. I mean, that's vital, isn't it?
It is. I mean, if you open up the hotel sector, and it happened in December when they did a reopening, you had to stay in your county.
Yes.
So the hotel sector really needs inter-county travel for it to work. I mean, you saw last summer people went to places they hadn't been in their lives up to, you know,
Sligo,
Donegal, had been there since their childhood, maybe. So you can't expect the sector to work unless there's inter-county travel allowed.
Right. Also, we're hearing about the EU digital green certificates, the green passport, I suppose, in some way. How helpful that won't be of any consequence this year, I presume.
No,
will it?
I think that will be in play for next year.
Yes,
that's a very complicated thing to put in place. Mm. You have to prove that you. How do you on that line? I mean, it's easy to say you've had the vaccine, but how do you prove on that you've had COVID and you have the antibodies? That's the complex part of that system.
Mm. And I presume it may vary from country to country.
Yeah,
that in itself will be another issue. In terms of recovery, Aidan, how many years down the line will you be back to pre-COVID situations?
I would think it'll be late 2023, I would say, by the time we accept this as living with something like the flu and we just get a booster vaccine every year.
Hmm.
It's a long way. I mean, this summer, as we said, is going to be staycation. We're not going anywhere this summer. And we can only think about moving next year, 2023. So that's kind of my prediction, you know.
And if you add to that what's happening with, the environmental bills that are coming about and all of that, and, carbon footprint and one thing and another, and the possibility of flights becoming much more expensive again, does that concern you?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt that the carbon footprint is going to be will be much more increased by the time we reopen. There's no doubt. It's a difficult one. It really is.
Yeah. But in the meantime, it'll be a couple of years before you're back to...
Yeah, I mean, think of the old days of a wedding in a large function room hotel.
Yeah, a couple of hundred people. Yeah.
You know, that's 12 months down the line, at least, if not more, you know.
Right. Or the case, and what would concern me, because I'm involved with the entertainment industry as well, what would concern me is that people have developed new habits.
Yeah, it's like we've had a reset button pressed since this happened. I mean, 2020, the entertainment industry are hardest hit, really. I mean, hospitality is second last in the rung, and then there's entertainment and nightclubs. They're last. They're really bad.
Yeah. All right, Aidan. Listen, thanks very much indeed for your time today. Thank you. Good morning to you. That's Aidan Quinn there of the Southeast Branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. How do you feel about that? 1800 938 007.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.